Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the creator of this mayhem. It's just you and me. I want to talk a little bit more about the future of blockchain. Not the future of cryptocurrency. Remember, I'm convinced that cryptocurrency will be so when you buy a new car, are you excited about the money you're going to pay for the car? Or are you excited about the car? Maybe you got a great interest rate and the payment is a really good payment that you can afford, right? Are you excited about that? Or are you excited about the money that is going to be? You're not excited about the money. Money is just merely a way of exchanging things, right? So that's what's happening right now. Cryptocurrency, everybody's excited about the money, but there's nothing exciting about money unless you don't have it, then you get excited. But the point is that in the future, tomorrow, a year from now, 10 years from now, the excitement will be around and the disruption. Cryptocurrencies are not going to disrupt as much as they're going to facilitate. But blockchain equivalent technologies, and I'm saying equivalent because there's going to be more than one. As I said earlier, our friend Sean Worthington he's invented another kind that has its own place. And you'll use a blockchain. And in any given day, you use a straight up blockchain transaction, and then you'll do another transaction because it's got a variation of that deal that blockchain doesn't work, and you use another kind of currency of a digital transaction. It'll be what I'm calling a blockchain equivalent, because there are several of them. But you'll use those, but here's the thing that I want to point out to you, and I've said this before, but I want to say it again. What I'm talking about right now, the blockchain equivalent technology that has the ability to not only help you complete the transaction, but also in the delivery, once the transaction has been fulfilled, the ability to pay you immediately, instantaneously, in some currency, whatever it might be, a fiat currency or a crypto, it has the ability to pay you. And this is going to cut out a lot of middlemen, like banks, like attorneys, like accountants, like insurance companies. A lot of those companies that were established over the last 10,000 years to charge a fee to be in the middle to reconcile transactions, those will go away. The blockchain equivalent technology will resolve all those things. And because you and the other people have empowered it to do that. And because you've empowered it to do that, you both said yes, and you pushed the button and gave that technology the power over that transaction to complete it as you agreed, not to be fiddled with by either party, then that makes it immutable, meaning that it can only go the way you told it to go. And when it's immutable, that's the equivalent of trust. That's another way of saying trust. In fact, some people are saying that blockchain will replace trust. I don't like that term because I don't agree with that, because the very reason you gave blockchain that power is because you wanted trust. So the fact that you created a blockchain transaction where the transaction plays out in an immutable way, by doing that, that's an act of trust. And remember this, my friends. All this stuff that we're all torqued up about, we're all worked up about, we're upset about Facebook, we're upset about Amazon, we're upset about all this other stuff. Remember, almost every bit of that, every bit of it can be traced back to one common denominator. Not a robot, not a blockchain, not a cryptocurrency. The common denominator in all of this is you and me, the human beings. We're the only common denominator between the analog age we're leaving and the digital age we're going into. And so if we want to, if we want to make sure that things are going the way we want them to go, the way they should go, we have to look to ourselves. If we're going to be worried about anything, we should be worried about ourselves, not robots. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.